Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the messy, wonderful world of relationships, starting with the one that matters most. The one you have with yourself. Today we're diving into something seriously powerful. The impact of self-talk on your attachment style. Ever notice how some days you feel like a confident rock star, ready to conquer the world? And other days, well, you just want to crawl under the covers and binge-watch reality TV. I'm talking about those inner voices, the cheerleader, the critic, the hesitant bystander that constantly chime in on your every thought and feeling. Listen up, because this stuff matters. Our self-talk can seriously shape how we connect with others, how we view love, and even our overall well-being. Think of it as a little voice guiding you through life's roller coaster. Are you getting a pep talk or some harsh criticism? You know that feeling when you're about to walk into a room full of people and your inner critic starts whispering, they're all judging you, or you have nothing interesting to say. That's self-talk in action. So let's unpack five game-changing takeaways about how self-talk can directly influence your attachment style. 1. The mirror effect. Our inner voice reflects our beliefs and experiences. If you've been taught that love is conditional or that intimacy is scary, those messages will echo in your self-talk, impacting how you approach relationships. It's like a cycle. If you believe you are not worthy of love, you might unconsciously sabotage connections or push people away. 2. Self-fulfilling prophecy. This isn't just some motivational post or cliche, it's seriously powerful. If you constantly tell yourself, I'm always single, or I attract toxic people, guess what? You're more likely to create that reality. Our thoughts influence our actions and decisions, so be mindful of the messages you're sending yourself. 3. The power of positive affirmations. Think of affirmations as mental vitamins for your relationship journey. Instead of dwelling on negativity, consciously choose positive statements that reinforce healthy beliefs about love and connection. For example, instead of I'm afraid to get close, try I am worthy of love and belonging. 4. Reframing negative thoughts. It's not about denying or ignoring your negative feelings, it's about shifting your perspective. When those critical voices pop up, ask yourself, is this thought truly helpful? Is there another way to look at the situation? Sometimes, a little mental refraining can make all the difference. 5. Practice self-compassion. We're all human, we mess up, we have insecurities, and sometimes our inner critic gets a little out of control. The key is to treat yourself with kindness and understanding, just as you would a dear friend. Remember, self-love is the foundation for healthy relationships. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at a party, feeling super awkward. Your mind starts racing with thoughts like, everyone's judging me, I have nothing interesting to say, or I am so out of place. Suddenly, you start avoiding eye contact, shrinking back into yourself, and missing out on potential connections. That's your self-talk hijacking the situation. Now, imagine a different scenario. You walk into the same party, feeling a little nervous but also open to connecting with new people. Your inner voice says something like, I'm curious about others, I have unique stories to share, and this is an opportunity for growth. You smile, make eye contact, and start engaging in conversations. Then, that's the power of positive self-talk making magic happen. Remember, you get to choose what messages play or repeat in your mind. So commit to filling your inner dialogue with love, kindness, and empowering beliefs. Because when you believe in yourself, you radiate confidence that attracts amazing connections into your life. Take a moment right now to acknowledge the powerful voice within you. What positive affirmations can you whisper to yourself today? And remember, I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Keep those voices up, keep those spirits high, and let's create a world filled with healthy, fulfilling relationships, starting with the one you have with yourself. Until next time, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.